MBI Energy Services is hiring. If you're looking for a rewarding career with a top-notch company but haven't had a chance to get to know MBI, stop by the Pinnacle Travel Plazas of Stanley and Tioga Wednesday morning, February 22nd, and meet MBI. Fill up your cup and learn more about this premier oilfield service company in western North Dakota. MBI has openings for workover rig supervisor, operator, derrick hand, floor hand, water oil, hot oil truck drivers, and water transfer technicians. Enjoy excellent pay, great benefits, and a variety of work schedules. Learn more at MBIEnergyServices.com or meet the team at MBI at the Pinnacle Travel Plaza in Stanley and Tioga next Wednesday morning, February 22nd.
Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter.
Welcome back to Building the Bakken Radio, heard on the Crude Life Media Network. My name is Jason Spies, and I'm your host today. In our next segment, we talk with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants.
We don't have a problem with setting the precedents, and you know, if that's what everybody else has to do going forward in the future, then you know, so be it. We need to. If this is what we can do, that's what we have to do. They have been very, very supportive of aggressively implementing controls across the board so that we can bring the emissions down to the point where, you know, for a major facility of this size, we have submitted the application for the air permit as a synthetic minor source, which means we brought the controls down to the point where it is considered a minor source from the standpoint of their level of emissions.
When I spoke to the CEO of Meridian Energy Group a few weeks ago, William Prentice, he talked about how there wasn't going to be smoke coming out of the smokestack, or there's no smokestack, essentially, you know, with the cooling towers. And, you know, when I hear what you're saying about the standards in the industry, given the fact that there has not been refineries built in the United States, is this going to set the new standard for refineries going forward, in your opinion?
Well, I essentially, the way that the regulatory process works for air permits, you know, once a facility establishes that a level of control can be met, it establishes essentially a regulatory target for, okay, that's what other facilities should do in the future. And so it makes it harder for other facilities to not to say that they can't do that level of control, you know, for some technical reason, because then a regulator can point to, in this instance, this facility and say, well, they were able to do it, you know, at Meridian. Why can't you do it in California? From that standpoint, it does essentially establish somewhat of a precedence for the industry, yes.
I was going to say, that's got to be good news for an organization like yours that works on this and helps out and is a part of the team to create an industry standard. I would imagine that at the very least, there's got to be some consulting work out of all the future ones.
Well, we are hopeful of that, yes. there, you know, one caveat on that. I mean, this is a new facility. And so from the standpoint of implementing new equipment, et cetera, it would establish those standards. I think, you know, for existing facilities, there's still the potential of, okay, there may be a reason from a technological standpoint, et cetera, why a retrofit would not be able to implement to the same level of controls.
Edward Martinez, and it's pronounced Zia Environmental Engineers, is that correct?
Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants.
Okay, good. I've got that correct now. So, well, is there any final words, any final thoughts that you might have either about the Davis Refinery, your company, or the industry in general?
Well, specific to the industry in general, I mean, you know, obviously we're excited that with the implementation of this refinery, it's able to show what's possible, and that, you know, based on that, hopefully there will be a more potential for other similar refineries in the future, because I think that's needed within the industry to maximize the profitability of the resource, specifically within the U.S. You know, with it, the market in general, we're obviously very hopeful that the next few years will be very active, and especially as relates to moving a lot of the exploration projects of the last several years into production. So we'll cross our fingers and hopefully we'll see more projects similar to this going forward.
To listen to the full-length interview with Edward Martinez, the CEO of Zia Engineering and Environmental Consultants, or to listen to other Building the Bakken features, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. My name is Jason Spies, and this is Building the Bakken Radio, heard in the Crude Life Media Network.
I'm on my way now, most any day now, I'm Delta bound. Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear.
If you have any questions on oil, gas, or the Bakken, or any other energy development question, feel free to email the program at jason@thecrudelife.com. That's jason@thecrudelife.com. And feel free to like our Facebook page as well. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. That's facebook.com/buildingthebakken. Like us on Facebook today. Music on today's program is written and performed by Woody Pines. To find out more about Woody Pines and their music, visit thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. That's thecrudelife.com and click on the Musicians tab. Once again, this is Woody Pines.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free.
Let me take a moment to talk to you about Eric Hatch and Hatch Coaching. Eric Hatch has built an empire on the business of helping others, and in this case, that means helping companies create wealth and abundance. Eric Hatch speaks on workplace culture, honesty in the workplace, transparency, faith, compassionate capitalism, and many other topics that will grow your business. Call and reserve Eric Hatch today, 701-318-4946. Or I'll tell you what, send me an email, jason@thecrudelife.com, and I'll make sure that it gets to Eric Hatch.
A perfect winter getaway is waiting for you in the Black Hills. The Lodge at Deadwood Gaming Resort offers luxurious guest rooms, first-class casual fine dining, and the largest convention facility in the area. Recently voted best casino, hotel, and restaurant in the Black Hills, the Lodge at Deadwood has everything you need for the perfect winter getaway. Skiing and snowmobiling are located just minutes from the Lodge. Or ask about gaming and spa packages. Elevate your experience. Visit DeadwoodLodge.com, Deadwood's newest legend.
Oh, 1, 2. Down in the Delta, where there is shelter, no helter-skelter, no blues around. I'm on my way now, most any day.
And that concludes this week's episode of Building the Bakken Radio. Building the Bakken will be back next week at this time on this radio station. For a full list of our media affiliates, visit buildingthebakken.com. That's buildingthebakken.com. Building the Bakken would also like to thank its sponsors, MBI Energy Services, Cutting Edge and Oil Field Safety Solutions. For more information on MBI Energy Services or to check out their latest job offerings, visit mbienergyservices.com. That's mbienergyservices.com. Hatch Realty. Hatch Realty's in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Eric Hatch team may not sell real estate in your community, but they can be a resource and a connection for you. Give them a call today at 701-212-1572. That's 701-212-1572. Hatch Realty, in the business of helping people. They just happen to sell real estate. The Lodge at Deadwood. The next time you're planning a conference, wedding, or weekend getaway, consider the Lodge at Deadwood. For more information, visit deadwoodlodge.com. That's deadwoodlodge.com. That's the Lodge at Deadwood, located in the beautiful Black Hills. And from the staff at Building the Bakken, my name is Jason Spies. We're asking you to be safe, be happy, and make it a great day. Thank you, folks, for joining us. We'll see you next week.
Every time I close my eyes, I seem to see Louisiana. I can hear them folks down there singing in that free and easy manner.